This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to the No Nay Never podcast. I'm Adam and I'm here to bring you another monthly FPL update. It's another international break, so just thought we'd be a good time to give you all the current team of the season, your league updates and a few hints and tips as we look ahead to the next few weeks. Starting off with your team of the season so far, Sam Johnson in goal from Crystal Palace. There's not been many clean sheets out there, but he's managed to keep four of them and got 5 bonus points. In the defence, Anderson from Palace as well. You'll notice it's the defenders who've got some attacking returns in this list because, like I said, teams have really struggled defensively this season. I think there's been the most goals of any Premier League season to this point after the first 8 weeks. So Anderson's got 2 goals and 4 assists to his name. And completing the defence, Kieran Trippier, 5 assists, 3 clean sheets, and Ben White with a goal and 4 clean sheets. Into the midfield, and you've got some big hitters in there. Mohamed Salah, the joint top scorer in the game so far, with 5 goals and 4 assists to his name already. Very low-owned compared to in previous seasons, given Liverpool's tough fixtures and shaky pre-season form, but they've come good at the start of the season and Salah is still the talisman. Son, alongside me in midfield, with 6 goals, 3 of them that we saw live at Turf Moor, sadly, so we'll move on from him. Saka from Arsenal, 4 goals and 3 assists, and completing the midfield, Jared Bowen. Again, doubts on West Ham's form coming into the season. Not much transfer activity in the summer. But Bowen's continued his fine form from last season with 5 goals and an assist so far. And West Ham doing very well in the table. Up front, no real surprises to see 2 Man City players, Erling Haaland and Julian Alvarez. Haaland top scorer in the league so far with 8 goals and an assist. And Alvarez playing the provider a lot, 3 goals and 5 assists. And alongside them up front, Ollie Watkins, again, been the provider a lot more this season with a league high 7 assists to his name and 4 goals, including a hat-trick at home to Brighton the other week where he scored 23 points, the most of any player in one game week this season. Now on to the No Nay Never September Manager of the Month Award. As competitive as ever, especially the chasing pack. So the top 5, top 6 because it's joint 5th, were Harry Ingle and our very own Charlotte Rigby with 301 points. Joint 4th actually. David Clegg also with 301 points. In 3rd, Patrick Forth, 302 points. With Paul Hardwick, actually, both with 302 points, so we're making a bit of a mess of this. But 1 point separating 5 players from 2nd down to 6th. But leading the way with a very, very good month and 12 points clear of the rest was Gary Vevers, So, Gary, if you can get in touch with us on Twitter, Facebook, or to our email address, podcast@nonainever.net, then we'll send you out your prize. On to the main league table now. I'm going to do, again, a rundown of the top five. So in fifth place after September, joint fourth, actually, won't make that mistake again, Connor Milligan and James Hale, both on 519 points. In joint second are Gemma Avery and Max Robinson on 521 points. Leading the way, he's been up there all season, and a name we've seen before, by 18 points clear at the top, Jordan Ingle. He's actually 7,000th ranked out of 10 million players. So well done, Jordan. Keep it up. And just a quick mention, don't normally do our podcasters league, but I feel there's a few things in there that don't normally happen, so we should mention it. I'm dwindling down in fifth place. Fourth place is last year's runner-up in our main league, getting his place in the podcasters league, Ursay. Third place, here we go, 8 game weeks in, and Natalie Bromley is ahead of me in the FPL league. Maybe we should have got her on as a special guest to talk us through her hints and tips of how she's having such a successful season. It's been a few years, but I think she's finally got it. I'll be doing all I can to get above her again, because I don't think I'll be allowed to call myself an expert if this carries on. Second place, we've already mentioned, a Charlotte Rigby, after a brilliant month in September, up to second with 463 points and leading our podcasters league. You heard his return on the analysis show last week. He's also returning with a vengeance in the FPL league, Robbie Kopacz, with a 29-point lead at the top of our podcasters league. So well done, Robert. I'll be trying to catch you as well. And just on to a bit of a look forward. So it's probably a good time, if you haven't already, to consider playing your wild card, because there are some good fixture turns at this point in the season. Some big teams have good fixtures coming up, and that's including Liverpool, Villa, Spurs and Newcastle. And then ones to look out for in the next few weeks: Palace's fixtures turn good from game week 11, Arsenal from game week 10, and West Ham from game week 10 as well. So some really some good sides to pick players from. I'll just quickly run through. I've pressed the wildcard button, and this is my current draft. I've gone for Turner and Areola as the goalkeepers, both cheap, both playing, both done all right. And like I said, there's not many clean sheets about. Matty Cash from Villa, Kieran Trippier, the obvious choice at the moment, and Udogi from Tottenham in a back three of my starting 11. Into midfield, Salah, Son, Maddison, taking advantage of those fixtures, and they're all on fine form. And then Neto, who's had a very good start to the season as well for Wolves, seems to be their talisman, and they've got Bournemouth away next and a decent run of fixtures coming up, and he's good value at 5.7 million. Up front, I've gone Haaland, Watkins, and I've thrown our very own Lyle Foster in there. Three goals, should have been four in the first few games, and Burnley's fixtures also turned very nice from this week after a very tough run at the start of the season, so hopefully he'll carry on his run of form into the next few games. On the bench, like I said, Areola, and then Charlie Taylor, because he's 3.9 million starting defender. Mitchell from Crystal Palace, mainly to take advantage of their fixtures when they change in game week 11. And Chukwuemeka from Chelsea, because he's the cheapest available midfielder, and I'm going to try and pump all my funds into the starting 11. One interesting point, if you are wildcarding, if you do fancy going against Erling Haaland, which you've got to be brave, but I think it's probably more of an option now than ever, you can basically have to your pick of any player. You can build some really strong non-Haaland drafts. And like I said, with Salah and Son in particular having good fixtures in the next few weeks, I maybe wouldn't advise it, but I think it is a very viable player to leave Haaland out of your wildcards. Just a quick note to say that the game week 9 deadline is 11 a.m. on Saturday, the 21st of October. Always a watch out after the international break to pay attention to the press conferences, because you don't know how players are going to come back from international duty. Some of them will have come across the world at short notice. So just be wary of that one and look out for any flagged players into going into the last few hours of the game week. And finally, wishing you all green arrows for game week 9 and beyond. Up the Clarets.
The Known and Ever podcast is brought to you in association with the TalkSport Fan Network. Our host and editor is Natalie Bromley, and the show is produced by Matt Moss. Our resident statistician is Dave Roberts, and our FPL expert is Adam Dennett. The analysis show team is collectively Tom Whittaker, Rich Steele, George Poole, Charlotte Rigby, and Adam Dennett. Our music is provided by George Gaskell, and our newsletter team is headed up by Jamie Smith. If you don't already, you can subscribe to our newsletter by visiting nonenever.substack.com. Thanks as ever go to our partners TalkSport. We are proud to be associated with the TalkSport Fan Network.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.